This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo touched down in Paris this morning. He'll meet with French President Emmanuel Macron on Monday before heading to Turkey, Israel, and several other countries in his seven-nation tour. A French official said that Macron is receiving Pompeo at the Secretary of State's request and in, quote, full transparency with President-elect Joe Biden's team, end quote, adding that contacts with Biden are established and operational. President Donald Trump has not conceded the U.S. election, but many world leaders are already turning their attention to Biden, who is largely projected to take over as the U.S. president in January. France, like many allies, has had sharp disagreements with Trump on issues from climate change to trade to Iran. And moving to Jerusalem, Pompeo will see Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is a close partner of Trump, but who has also congratulated Biden. According to several reputable news sites, Pompeo will become the first Secretary of State to visit one of Israel's settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories, which are considered illegal by most other countries. Pompeo will also tour the Golan Heights, whose annexation by Israel was recognized by Trump. Other countries Pompeo will visit include Saudi Arabia, on which Biden has vowed to press harder on human rights. The U.S. Secretary of State will also visit fellow Gulf allies, the United Arab Emirates and Qatar. The country of Georgia is also on the list. Georgia is a U.S. ally that has just gone through an election disputed by the losing side. Lebanese Security Chief Abbas Ibrahim visited Damascus after a trip to Washington as part of efforts to free U.S. citizen Austin Tice, who is being detained in Syria. Lebanese media is reporting this today. This is VOA News. The novel coronavirus has killed more than 1.3 million people worldwide since emerging in China late last year. That's according to tallies compiled by Johns Hopkins University, and over 53 million cases have been registered. On Friday, nearly 10,000 new deaths were recorded worldwide. The countries with the most new deaths were the United States with over 1,500, followed by France with 932, and Mexico with 568. The U.S. is also the worst affected country with over 244,000 deaths from more than 10.7 million cases. After the U.S., the hardest hit countries are Brazil, India, Mexico, and the United Kingdom. The country with the highest number of deaths compared to its population is Belgium, with 122 fatalities per 100,000 inhabitants, followed by Peru, Spain, and Argentina. Diwali is meant to be the festival of light, but the coronavirus pandemic has dimmed that light for many of India's 1.3 billion people celebrating the biggest Hindu holiday Saturday. High pollution levels are also affecting celebrations. New Delhi has banned firecrackers because of sky-high pollution, and while people still throng the markets, traders said COVID-19 has scared them off spending. With 8.7 million cases, India has the world's second highest coronavirus infection count behind the United States. About 130,000 people have died from COVID-19 in India since February, and Delhi is going through a new surge with nearly 8,000 new cases a day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and most of his ministers put on traditional Diwali greetings. May everyone be prosperous and healthy, Modi told his 63.5 million Twitter followers. But the government is struggling to kickstart an economy that is expected to shrink by nearly 10% this year because of the pandemic crisis. Millions across the country have lost their jobs. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization chief warned that there's a long way to go in managing the coronavirus pandemic and said that countries should not rely solely on a vaccine. Giving closing remarks to the World Health Assembly via video link, the WHO chief added that the world needed to invest more and place a higher value on healthcare. On Monday, U.S. drug maker Pfizer said a vaccine they are developing was 90% effective against COVID-19, and based on initial results from its large late-stage trial, the results need to be confirmed by safety data. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.